Now it's time for Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party.
We missed out on speaking with Tracy last week, so I thought a very quick chat between meetings would suffice today to see what her highs and lows were for 2017.
Okay, so lows was probably 7.2%. We were looking at double digits, up until a certain point in the election campaign, and then we were fighting for our lives really at that stage. So 7.2%. Having lived through 2008, it was a bit stressful. 2008 being where we fell below the 5% threshold. Highs. I honestly didn't think I would be given any major role inside the new government. So to be then rung by the Prime Minister and asked to be the Minister for Children, and then rung by the Right Honourable Winston Peters and asked to be the Minister for Seniors, among other things, that was pretty overwhelming and was a high.
Congratulations. How are you going into 2018? What are you looking forward to next year?
2018, pretty positive actually, pretty energised. It was very overwhelming coming into those ministerial roles, but I really feel now, at least in the ministerial roles, that I've got my head around it, that I've worked with the private secretaries and the ministerial staff, and we've got a plan, a really positive plan inside those ministries. With regard to associate education, I'm going in recognising the enormous challenge, particularly in the area of special needs. I'm not as hopeful as I am sort of determined in that particular associate of education role, but that's how I'm looking at 2018.
Have you had enough time to read all the reports and learn all the things you need to know going into next year?
I have three cabinet bags, which are suitcases that get sent to me with stuff in it at my home so that I never stop reading. And there's three of them coming up for Christmas, right? So I don't think you can ever learn everything you need to know. But with regard to the three ministries, I think I've been able to absorb enough information to make informed, reasonable, practical, sensible decisions. With regard to associate education, particularly in that area of special needs, I've deliberately not made any major decisions in that space. I've asked the ministry to wait until I come back. I'm coming back on January the 8th, and I will have a priority list and a plan for them, quite clearly articulating where I know that this government wants to go, but what are the steps we're going to need to take to get there. So there's a lot of work I'm going to do over the Christmas period on that special needs area.
You mentioned last time we spoke that you or different ministers had to get in a, not necessarily a proposal, but the amount of money to for the next financial
budget bids.
Did you manage to get those in?
I got in my cost pressures. So there's two different things. We had to get in cost pressures by this week. That means areas where from the last budget, that the previous government sent, things have come up or they're costing more and we have to still provide the service, so this is what's called a cost pressure. So yes, and I've just walked out of CBC where one of those cost pressures was approved for Oranga Tamariki, so that's brilliant. Then on the 26th of January, I have to have in the budget bid. So that's over and above baseline funding to run your ministry. I have to actually have a fully worked out scope and budgetary paper to provide to the Minister of Finance, and we will be on track for that.
Can I ask if there is a parliamentary Christmas party?
There's not actually. Technically, we had the press party about last week, which the press gallery puts on, and all the and the security people and the cleaners and the politicians, they're all invited. The Right Honourable Winston Peters put on some food and a few drinks for our officers and the people that, all our parliamentary staff and so on, just to say thank you very much on behalf of the sort of New Zealand First ministerial, New Zealand First team. And I'm taking all my staff out to dinner this evening, my staff in my office, all my private secretaries and ministerial staff, to just say thank you very much for being there. They don't get to pick us, you see, that's the conduit. So they have to put up with us, whether they like us or not, and they're incredibly professional. So I'm taking them all out for dinner this evening.
Lovely.
Yeah, I hope they think so.
Have you got plans for the Christmas break?
I'm going to stay at home. I'm not going to leave. I'm going to talk to my children, which I mean, I haven't even been home. I haven't been home for 10 days now, so I haven't spoken to my daughter particularly for over 10 days. So just generally, it's stay at home. And as I say, though, I've got a lot of reading. I'm not going to do any reading on Christmas Day or Boxing Day, but then the rest of the time, it'll be part of my day.
Well, I commend you for doing that.
Thank you.
And thank you for speaking with us this year. I know Shamina was before me, but I want to thank you for sticking around, and we hope to talk with you next year.
That'd be great. Hey, all power to you. Have a great Christmas. Stay safe.
And you.
And yeah, let's talk next year.
That was Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party. The Wire.